This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Las Vegas Sands wants Irving leaders to drop the casino element because of pushback to their idea for a resort.
Earlier this week, the zoning committee narrowly passed the change, paving the way for the Las Vegas Sands Corporation, the owner of the Dallas Mavs, to possibly build a new resort hotel and arena in the area of the old Texas Stadium. The Sands Group has made no secret of the fact that they wanted to move the Mavs there and eventually to have casino gambling at that location. But now they have removed the casino portion from the project after hearing the anger of residents who lined up to speak against it.
The Adelson family has robbed us of a sports legend, and now they want to rob our city of our dignity.
No one chose to live in Irving so that they could live next to a casino.
I'm here to tell you that what happens in Vegas should stay in Vegas.
Sands Corporation says the project depends on casino gaming becoming legal in the state of Texas. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, we've still got wildfires burning in parts of Texas, but here in the Metroplex, the dry, breezy weather may have let some fires spread inside neighborhoods.
The Denton Fire Department says someone was burning trash and a spark set his neighbor's house on fire. Police arrested that guy with a reminder burning trash is illegal in Denton. Dallas Fire Rescue says a fire started there when someone dropped a cigarette near a shed. That blaze spread to two other homes, and 50 firefighters had to get it under control. Allen Fire Chief Jonathan Boyd says every department's top choice is to prevent fires from starting.
The main thing, you know, the best way to respond to a day like this is just to make sure the public knows we're currently in potentially dangerous situations.
So he urges people not to fire up the grill or fire pit or do work that might throw a spark, because any fire will spread quickly. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
CBS News Special Report. As promised, President Trump has begun dismantling the Education Department, but not its key mission.
The department's useful functions, and such as, and they're in charge of them, Pell Grants, Title I funding, resources for children with disabilities and special needs will be preserved.
But much of the responsibilities of education will be moved to the states.
Probably the cost will be half, and the education will be maybe many, many times better.
Cassie Williams is a professor at LSU.
I don't know what public schools are going to do whenever we have all the money going to the public schools, but it's going towards football programs or it's going towards things that are not ensuring equitable education.
Republicans plan legislation to completely dismantle the department while opponents are readying lawsuits to stop it. CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammy McCormick.
Tesla ramping up security after some incidents of vandalism.
In a post on X, Tesla's Elon Musk says the company has increased security at all stores and has activated the Sentry mode on all vehicles. If a threat is detected, Sentry mode activates an alarm. The headlights will pulse and a mobile app will alert owners. These actions follow several attacks and arrests for destruction of Tesla properties, including charging stations, in what Attorney General Pam Bondi calls domestic terrorism. They also come amid growing anger over Elon Elon Musk's federal job cuts through the Department of Government Efficiency. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Elon Musk is backing Republican lawmakers who want to impeach federal judges ruling against former President Trump. Musk made maximum donations to seven GOP members of Congress who support judicial impeachments, including Senator Chuck Grassley and Representatives Lauren Boebert and Eli Crane. His contributions signal strong support for Trump's agenda and could add momentum to effort targeting judges seen as obstacles.
IOC has a new president.
Zimbabwe's Kirsty Coventry has become the first woman and the first African to head the IOC, winning the vote in the very first round. Ahead of her victory, the two-time swimming gold medalist said her reason for running was simple.
I want to give back. I want to give back to a movement that has given me so much.
Her eight-year term runs till 2033, already filling her inbox, the 2028 Summer Games in Los Angeles, and picking a host for 2036. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The situation in Ukraine, the president says he wants to end that war, but he is rapidly finding out that that is easier said than done. Just hours after the phone call with Putin on Tuesday, in which Trump says Putin agreed to a 30-day ceasefire on Ukraine's energy infrastructure, guess what? Russia launched a drone attack on Ukraine.
That energy infrastructure.
Targeting its energy infrastructure. That's according to Ukrainian President Zelensky, anyway. And he spoke with Trump yesterday.
Trump says he's going to work to, quote, align both Russia and Ukraine in terms of their requests and needs, and that they are very much on track. He posted that on social media. Trump also promised more details on this call are to come from his Secretary of State. But this phone call comes after Putin and Trump spoke for nearly 2 hours on Tuesday. And Trump claimed that Putin agreed to stop striking Ukrainian energy infrastructure during that call. Then overnight, we heard Ukraine and Russia accusing each other of striking the other. And then President Zelensky now claiming the strikes are impacting their energy infrastructure despite that partial ceasefire deal that was agreed upon. Now, we're still waiting for a readout from President Zelensky and the Ukrainians here, but this is the first time Zelensky and Trump have spoken since that very public disagreement that happened in the Oval Office weeks ago. A lot of closed-door negotiations taking place in the meantime as they work to reach a ceasefire deal. And Trump's national security advisor, who has been the lead guy in these negotiations, the guy in the room when it comes to meeting with Russia and Ukrainian officials, says this is going to take time.
Shuttle diplomacy is difficult, it's tough, but we are going back and forth at every level, driving both sides towards a ceasefire and driving both sides towards an end to this war.
Now, despite Waltz there pointing out the shuttle diplomacy being conducted by the U.S. here, we've also seen a lot of movement in these talks, of course, with President Trump being on the phone with Putin and Zelensky within the last 24 hours, getting both of them on the phone separately.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
News Nation's Libby Dean there. I guess I'm just naive because I said it yesterday, in fact. Wouldn't it be nice if we could get Ukraine and Russia in the same room together at the same time. That's not going to happen, though.
Well, and that's the thing, that whether Trump wants to admit it or not, he's mediator, really, and he's got to be. Yep. And you can say, oh, he's a puppet of Putin and so on. Well, if Ukraine doesn't like these terms, they're not going to go along with it. And right. So he has to at some time
they don't trust
appease
Putin.
Both.
And yeah, rightly and, so.
And there you go. And so you have a situation where he is going to be mediator. And like that guy said, probably the most Captain Obvious statement of the day. It's going to take time.
It will. All right. From Ukraine to the deportations. The families of some of the young men deported this past weekend to that prison in El Salvador, they say not all of them are gang members. And that they were just rounded up and put on that plane without any due process and a minimal amount of vetting. And one of those families right here in North Texas.
A chaotic scene as Venezuelan migrants arrived in El Salvador over the weekend. El Salvador's president posting this video to social media, saying it shows members of the Tren de Aragua gang being transferred to one of the country's mega prisons. Tonight, families of some of those detained saying their loved ones are being wrongly accused. 29-year-old Marvin Yamarte was among those deported and detained. His family telling NBC that they spotted him in this video. He landed in a detention center after he was arrested by ICE agents at his home in Irving, Texas. At the time, he thought he was being sent back home to Venezuela, they said.
Los que lo vieron, lo reconocieron.
Marilis Cacique saw the same video. She, too, recognized her son, able to identify him after seeing his tattoo. She says authorities should check him whenever, and he'll turn up, that he's not a criminal, that he has no criminal record, and that they should send him back to his country of origin.
These were bad people.
Over the weekend, President Trump invoking a sweeping wartime powers law known as the Alien Enemies Act to deport members of the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua, whom his administration has labeled a foreign terrorist organization.
How do you determine whether somebody is a gang member? What criteria do you use?
Through various investigations. A lot of ways we do it, law enforcement center. I'm not going to share all that with you, but you know, whether through social media, through the activities, through their criminal records here and abroad, I stand by everything we did this weekend, and I think the president keeping his promise to American people.
NBC News asked the Department of Homeland Security for the criminal backgrounds of these three men. In response, a spokesperson declined to provide records and said, "We are confident in DHS intelligence assessments." But these family members insisting their loved ones are not part of the gang. An Orlando family saying immigration agents linked their brother to Tren de Aragua after noticing tattoos on his arms.
El único delito.
They say the only crime he committed was having entered this country and turning himself into authorities upon his arrival was his only crime, because otherwise he has no criminal record.
Now, a federal judge ordered the plane to turn around, but it didn't, and now all 200-plus men are in this hellhole of a prison. Woo. In El Salvador.
See those videos, you're like, I do not envy them at all.
It's like this. It's like they're Supermax. It was interesting. I saw something on this a couple of days ago. The president in El Salvador, he got elected on a promise that he's going to come in and clean up the gangs, and he did. He got the military, he got the police on his side, and they cleaned them up, and they just threw them. I mean, they're in there like 40 to 50 to a cell. He's just a bad dude.
The worst of the worst.
Wow. And and I guess they must have had a little extra room so in that prison, so he worked out this deal with Trump.
You know, I know it's tough because I know several officers in the Dallas area, and one of the things that they all look at, they said that one of the dead giveaways for these Tren de Aragua is the tattoos.
Yeah,
he says we've arrested several and we've linked them to the gang, and they've been obviously they have criminal records at this point, but. So it's tough.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.